Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. You guys can call in at any time. Today is actually Free for All Friday, but I had a topic that I wanted to talk about, and I hope you guys will appreciate it. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, guys, welcome to the show. And happy after Thanksgiving to you guys. I hope you everyone had a great day on yesterday. I hope you ate a lot. I hope you drank a lot. I hope you got a lot of, desserts in you. And I hope all of your families had a great time together. And I hope that all of you guys were safe. Okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, before we get into the show, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm trying something new with my promotions, okay? Trying something new with my promotions. And, you know, if things go well with this, and I want you guys' feedback to let me know that you got the voice message that I sent out in order to promote the show to everyone. Okay, please give me some feedback. Let me know if you got it, if it came in clearly, if it was too loud or too low, or you couldn't understand what I was saying, anything like that. Just give me some feedback on my new promos through your cell phone. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Today's word of the day is heterodox. Heterodox. And heterodox is an adjective, and it means contrary to or different from an acknowledged standard, a traditional form, or an established religion, or unorthodox or unconventional. And what I take from that is heterodox means that it's not of the norm. It's not the normal way of doing things. It's not the normal religion, maybe. It's not the normal standard. It's not the standard way of doing something. It's not the standard from the usual standard. Okay? It's different from that. That is heterodox. Heterodox. Okay? And I see a lot of people just now joining the show. And welcome, guys. And again, the word of the day is heterodox. Heterodox is contrary to or different from an acknowledged standard, a traditional form, or an established religion. So you're doing things a little bit different. Okay? That's heterodox. All right? And again, guys, welcome to the show, and I hope you guys had a great day on yesterday. I had a tremendous day. I ate a lot. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is like, you know, going overboard with eating. And it's not a bad thing. And it's actually a good thing. But, you know, after you eat, like, if you like me, after I ate yesterday, started watching a little football. And the next thing you know, I was looking at the back of my eyelids, okay? So, you know, I found myself kind of waking up out of a short nap and saying, man, I got to get up and walk around, get me some water, and sit in a well-lit place and try to get my bearings back. Because, you know, think about the menu at where I ate yesterday in my mother-in-law's house. We had turkey. We had ham. We had hen. We had potato salad, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, you know, and when you think about it, I mean, you pile all this stuff on your plate, you know, and then you put cranberry sauce on your plate. You put tomatoes on your plate, all this stuff, and then you go to eating. And there's, you know, usually you just can't, you can't eat all that. And for me, I'm one of those that, you know, you put a plate of food in front of me. I'm at someone's house and they put a plate of food in front of me. I mean, I start eating. I want to eat it all. Okay? I don't want to leave anything on my plate. And I'm the kind of person, too, who eats and I eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. I don't eat one thing at a time. Y'all with me? I like to put a lot of different things in my mouth at one time. And so I kind of portion my stuff out. So on my last bite of food, I got a bite of greens, a bite of ham, a bite of turkey, a little bit of potato salad, a bite of tomato. You know what I'm saying? And I'll clean my plate. And I think when you clean your plate at someone else's house, telling them that you enjoyed the food. Okay? Telling them that you enjoyed the food. And I did. And then afterwards, you know, after you've eaten all this stuff, then they come back and say, hey, Frank, you want some sweet potato pie? You want some pound cake? You want some this, some of that? I'm like, yeah, I don't have anywhere to put it. You know, I don't have anywhere to put it. So, no, I don't want any, but I'll take some home. Right? And then you leave the house with all this food. Okay? And it's good food now. Oh, I forgot the dressing. Dressing with gravy. Right? I forgot about the dressing. Hell, you got a plate full of food. You really don't have room for everything. So you don't really get a lot of everything or a lot of something. But you're trying to get everything on your plate, and you really don't have room for it. I remember when I was growing up, and we'd go to my grandmom's house for Thanksgiving, and everyone would be there, right? I had this uncle, my mom's oldest brother, and his wife, you know, she did a lot of cooking, but she would just pile his plate up. I mean, it was like, I mean, you know how you have your plate there and it's got all this different stuff on it and it's just like level, right? It's just like stuff in, you know, I got a level plate. And what I'm saying by level is you got, you know, like almost equal amounts of stuff on your plate where it's not just piled high. Now, my uncle's wife, she used to pile his plate up. I mean, I'm talking about like a hill of stuff. I'm talking about she put a lot of greens, a lot of potato salad, a lot of turkey, a lot of ham, and then she'd come back and she'd put three or four tomatoes on there, two cornbread pieces and two of this, and his plate is like stacked up. It's like layers. And I'd be in awe of it. I sit there and look at him and stare at him like, man, you gonna eat all that? Like, dude. But he sit there and he eat every piece of that plate. I mean, I was like, man, I couldn't believe it. My Uncle Jr. was a big man. He wasn't a fat man. He was a big man. He's like 6'4" and big wide shoulders. He's a big dude, okay? And he sit there and eat all that stuff, man. I was amazed by that. I used to freak out on that. Now I have a caller from the 646 area code, and we're going to get into the show in just a minute, but I have a caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. Call you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who is this, and where are you calling from, bud? Hello? Hello? You there? Call us. 646, here you go. Well, I guess they decided not to talk, but it looks like a friend of mine from Jersey. But anyway, so today's show is entitled, Is It a Good Idea to introduce him or her to the family at Thanksgiving dinner? Is it a good idea to introduce him or her to your family at Thanksgiving? Okay, so what I want to do, I want to discuss the idea of introducing your guy or your girl to your family on Thanksgiving Day. Now, me personally, I didn't do that, okay? But I know I talked to someone a couple of days ago, and this was their plan, was to introduce his girl to his family for Thanksgiving. They never met her before. They've heard about her, but they've never met her before. So he's going to take her to his house or his mom's house at Thanksgiving and introduce her to the family. Okay, and get this now. This girl, 8 months pregnant, and get this now, figure this out now. He is not the father. Okay, now he's taking this girl to his mom's house for Thanksgiving dinner to introduce her to the family. He's not the father of her baby, and she's 8 months pregnant. We're going to get into that in just a minute. I have a caller now on the line from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 353. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, what's up, man? This is Casey, man. Happy late Thanksgiving to you, man, and the listeners.
Hey, Case, what's going on, bud? Happy Thanksgiving to you, man.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. Now, did I understand you right? You said that this young man, he has his girlfriend, and she's 8 months pregnant by another guy?
Yep.
He trying to spoil everybody's Thanksgiving, sound like. Started with himself first, cause everybody's gonna ridicule him, man. May not be right, but that's what's gonna happen, you know.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But you know, hey, I have to commend him though for standing up for what he believes in, because you know it takes some guts to even do that, you know.
Oh yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So would you you know, just looking back, would you even think about, or would you have done that? Would you have introduced your then wife to the family at Thanksgiving? Would you have done that for the first time? Would you introduce them at Thanksgiving?
Nah, I wouldn't have did it at Thanksgiving. That's to me, that would have been taken away from that day, you know.
Yeah.
Me personally, no. I wouldn't have. Me personally, no. What about you?
No. I wouldn't have did that at Thanksgiving. That wouldn't have been right.
Right. I believe Thanksgiving, you know, it's for the family, you know, but an occasion like that should be set aside, you know, for another time, and not on that particular day or any holiday, so to speak, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, that one of those type holidays. You don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to do it on a day like that.
Right. Right. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and keep going. I appreciate you calling in, man. Keep listening to the show.
Sure will, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Again, just like the caller said, that Thanksgiving Day, to introduce someone on Thanksgiving Day, is probably not the best time. Because, and the reason I say that is because with me, personally, I think that, you know, if your mom is there, and if your dad is there, or whatever, if your mom and dad is there, and you haven't introduced her to mom and dad before then, mom going to be upset. Dad probably wouldn't give a damn, but mom's going to be upset. And she's going to be exceptionally upset if this girl or this guy is not, or what am I trying to say, not acceptable, you know. And I'm not saying acceptable. I mean, people have first impressions of people, okay? Now, if you bring a guy over to the house on Thanksgiving and all these people around and you bring them to meet mom, this is how my mom was. She probably would have accepted him, but she would have let me know later that, hey, boy, that wasn't the time to bring a girl around. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of know how my mom would have been, so I wouldn't do that. Because, you know, like I said, first impressions are the biggest thing for people. So if you brought a guy over there, and he had tattoos all up his arm or on his face or on his neck or whatever, and that's not our thing, okay? That's not parents' thing, at least parents from my generation and before. We don't dig tattoos, okay? Tattoos weren't the end thing when we were coming up. So they frown upon that. And that'd be a negative against him immediately. So I wouldn't introduce a guy or a girl to the family at Thanksgiving. And then you got all these aunts and uncles around, and they're gonna run with this. And as soon as they catch them somewhere by themselves, they're gonna sit them down and they're gonna grill them. Right? And you don't want your guy or your girl to go through that. So I don't think it's a good idea to do that. You may want to take them and introduce them to mom on one-on-one situation first. And then you let mom say, hey, bring Tanya or bring Chris to the Thanksgiving dinner in a month. You know, let her invite them to something. Don't just spring them on them. Because if you do that, now I'm just warning you. If you do that, it may be bad. Okay? It may be bad. And it may not have been meant to be bad, but it's going to be bad. So the guy that I was telling you about with the situation with the girl that's already 8 months pregnant and he's taking her to introduce her to his family. I mean, he likes the girl, of course. And she's pregnant, of course, by another guy, of course. I told him myself that I wouldn't do that. But he's already invited her and all this. I'm going to find out how things went. I'm going to find out, or probably over the weekend, how things went with that situation. Okay? I advised against it. I advised against it. I said, man, you should have already introduced her to the family before you're talking about taking her around more of the family. But some people at Thanksgiving time, is supposed to be a loving time of the year and all this. Some people will lay off and be like, okay, he brought her over. Come on, girl, come in here, eat, you know, get a little dizzy. Some people would do that. But my family probably would have taken her in. But after it was all said and done and she was gone, the next day or so, hey, I would have got a phone call. You know, so I didn't do that. As a matter of fact, and I got about a minute and a half left in the show. As a matter of fact, what I did when I introduced my wife to the family is, you know, well, I had already introduced her to Mom. But when I introduced her to the family, it was a Friday night. It was at my grandma's house. Because my grandma, she used to, you know, her house was a party house on Friday and Saturday nights. So I take my girlfriend and my wife to my grandma's house on Friday night when everybody was partying, right? Everybody was partying. And, you know, hey, my grandma will tell you like it is right then, right there. She wouldn't pull any punches. And, you know, by having a little juice in them, hey, they took her in with open arms. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in the show. Join me on Monday, 6:30 now, 6:30 on Monday. Today was just special, but Monday we're going to be back at 6:30 p.m. Hey, have a great weekend. Take care of yourself, guys. I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
But how can I be when I have no thought? do that.